This is Skyler.
Hey, Skyler. This is Nick from Huffman, Missouri. How are you?
Hey, Nick. How's it doing? I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, well, you have this idea, and you were looking to get the pricing and everything. But, yeah, before that, you do understand that we have to, dive in and check what functions and features we need to get this thing going, right? Of course.
Sure.
So, let's see. Well, I have some experience, as I told you over the chat, in regards to this automobile industry. But that was import and export, and you have the dealership.
Yeah, and so I mean, you know, in terms of the structure of the car deal and all that stuff, I'm a finance manager. I've been in the industry for about 7 years. I've been a finance manager for for five of those. So, but I need help on the functionality of it. So I mean, what I'm getting at is I know all the pieces I need. I just need help plugging them into the right spots, I guess.
Well, that's what we need from your side, the information that you have, okay? And we are the, the tech people who will help you out to, to join all the puzzle pieces that you have and just create a beautiful canvas, a beautiful application that your consumers will like and place an order from your dealership. So, having said that, let's just quickly hop on and discuss the design and how the application would work and look like, okay?
Sure.
So you have an idea about, we would have an application on App Store or Google Store, and your consumer will download it. They will have it in their cell phone. They will tap open it. There will be a splash screen at first, okay, with your brand name, okay? After that, there will appear a login or sign-up screen where they can sign up or log in. If this is something that you need, or you just want them to quickly, without signing in or logging in, just go to the homepage and see whatever stuff that you have in your dealership location.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't mind them having a looking at my inventory as a guest. Right, if they just want to look at a few of the cars that I haven't, but once they decide they want to move forward in the steps, right? So if I'm getting there, once I decide to get their trade information, their credit information, stuff like that, they would need a login at that point.
What we can do is on the homepage, we can just, as soon as the splash screen is gone, the buffer time is up, we take them to the homepage. We show them the images, but we hide certain information like the year model or how much that particular vehicle will cost them, okay? And they can only see that information once they sign up or log in.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
All right. So, okay, so right now, how many articles do you have in your yard?
Say that question again one more time. I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me a little bit.
I'm so sorry about it. Okay, let me just switch my place. And I was asking, how many vehicles do you guys have right now?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of about, at any given time, 150 to 200 cars.
Well, that's a good number. And how many locations you have?
So, well, that's a good question. So, I have two locations. If I'm pulling inventory from both, and ideally I would like to, it would be somewhere closer to 350 or 300 to 350.
Okay, and you told me that that's a local dealership that you guys are working with. So, it's just one dealership you guys are considering and focusing on, or you have different brands coming in? It's a showroom of different cars.
Yeah. So. And right now, it's one what's one dealership group in two locations, but they're both Chevrolet, they're both domestic, and so ideally, like I was saying in the chat, and I don't think I want to well, I think that's a conversation for another day. I ultimately I'd like to be able to go get different dealers involved here, and provide this for this service for them.
Right. Well, of course, this platform that you are actually going to make for your company, this application, actually, what this will do is, once people will log in, you will have their credentials. Okay, it will help you market your dealership across their social media.
Yes.
Okay, they will see you on their Facebook, Instagram, and wherever the cookies can work. Okay.
Okay.
And of course, there's a word of mouth. People will tell that, okay, this was the application. I placed an order. This is a good application. I can really tell you because, as I told you, I have worked for about like around 4 or 5 years in this industry.
Yeah.
But then again, that was import-export. But yeah, what we didn't have an application, but our competitor got one. So their name is spread quicker than ours. However, we were the people who were importing, exporting most cars to New Zealand. New Zealand is one of the like top markets who import Japanese cars. Okay, the most number of cars imported in any country is New Zealand, and second is Dubai.
Oh,
but
wow.
That computer, yeah, it's like around, in a month, it's like approximately 2,000 to 3,000 cars in a month.
Oh, wow.
Then that's a very small island, if you see it on the map.
That's what I was saying. There's not that many people in New Zealand.
No, actually, like, there are different islands altogether, like Macronesia, Fiji,
right.
Samoa, and all those. And so they come to New Zealand, and then a ferry will take the cars to other islands. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So for your dealership idea, you have everything over there. There you will have to provide us with pictures, a proper photography of the vehicles, okay? What we used to get are like front, back, side, interior, exterior, underneath, okay? Because a client may ask for these type of pictures, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so this is one thing. And these cars that we are talking about are all new, or we are dealing in used cars.
I don't want to deal in used cars right now. That's something that I can expand on for a later date.
Okay. So it's new cars, so then we don't have to worry about the year mileage or anything like that. Okay, so not
right.
A lot of details should be entered in the description. Just the year, model, color, engine, power, like transmission, okay? Power window, power steering, I believe that's something very common nowadays. Every car has it.
Yeah.
Maybe electrical or work on gasoline, another option of fuel. So these are a few options that we can have regarding the car. So, okay, so there's a homepage. We can see a catalog of different cars. Yeah?
Real quick. So I have we have a service that we use to – And many dealers here do use this service. It's called Viauto, right? And Viauto has an API integration, right? And I can get all of our Viauto information from here if I need to. But in that Viauto, not only does it have all of our inventory, right? But also that's how the appraiser would look at the customer's trade-in value. Long story short, in that Viauto, all my pictures and everything are all in there. If I could push that over into this app, then and all I would really need to be able to adjust at that point would be the pricing information of that vehicle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course that makes sense. If you can get the API and we can integrate the information you already have with Viauto, okay? We can always move that information, images, and the details of your vehicles to your application, okay? But then having said that, even if we have to do it manually, we are happy to do it since you will be signing up. So, yeah, if we are supposed to do some work, maybe it's not being done automatically, but we need to do it. We will be doing it happily for you.
Okay.
All right. So we discussed right now a home screen. There will be a catalog, okay, and images of your car will be shown up and some mm-hmm. description until the client logs in to your application. Okay. And then there can be some options about hot sale or like top sale, okay, or newest addition to the catalog or to the inventory, okay?
Sure.
You can have these two options, all right? And there can be a chat option if you want your client who is on line on your application. They can directly connect you through the application. Okay, and they can chat and ask you questions on the application, okay? And they can always connect you. They will have their profile option. I'm just talking about like a footer. There will be a home option, a chat option, my account option. They can set up their profile. Of course, if they can be a regular buyer, if you see that this is Mr., for example, Nick, he has purchased two or three. So he is a good client. So you can have a special offers for them.
Okay.
Right. Of course, this is a marketing strategy. We will track clients for you through it. But you can have this option on your application. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So once the catalog, on the catalog, once an image is clicked by your consumer, it will open up with the detailed images. It depends on how many images you have uploaded on it with the prices, okay? With the brand will remain the same. Other features like body color, body type, four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive, size, engine type, for example, hybrid, capacity, car transmission, assembly, and all, okay?
Okay.
These are the options they can have. And what else you think that's needed? Because you told me you have some puzzles figured out already.
Yeah, a little bit, right? So I think once they're at that vehicle and they want to they want to move forward, right? Something along the lines of you know, make my deal or whatever the case may be, and then they can move forward in the process.
Okay.
Right, and then, you know, if go ahead.
Do you recommend them purchasing this through the application, or you would want them to check over here and then visit you over there physically and have a test drive?
No, so in this case, what I'd like to do, now I'd like them to be able to schedule a test drive.
Yeah.
Right, if they wanted to, and I would bring the vehicle to them, right, or have the vehicle brought to them for that test drive. But but what I'm looking to achieve is close to a direct to consumer as possible, right? So ideally for me, they would put in their trade information, they would put in their lien holder information, how much they owed on the car.
Yeah.
They would select the vehicle they wanted.
Yeah.
And then they would submit their credit application. Right, and then at that point, I would do the work of getting everything together, have the vehicle brought to them, and it be done, kind of like a Carvana thing. Except again, I want to focus on the new instead of used.
Great. Okay. So yeah, we'll keep that in mind about the new and used options. Okay.
Yeah.
Used will
yeah.
be at a later stage, and of course, the application will be scalable. So for right now, we are talking about the first phase. After a while, after like diving in and testing the waters, you think that in 6 months or 12 months, you would want to expand it and include the used car options or other brands. We can always do that. We will always have that option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Other brands and other dealers, right? And that's kind of why I want, when it comes to the appraisal side of it, I want. Like if you want to buy, if they wanted to buy a Chevy Tahoe, but I have a Jeep branded dealership, a Chrysler branded dealership, a Ford dealership. I want all of those appraisers. I want multiple appraisers putting a trade value on it, right? So that I can give the customer the best trade value, and then I'll handle internally where that trade goes. So just because you buy, what I'm getting at is just because you're buying a Chevrolet, I don't want only a Chevrolet appraiser looking at that trade. I want appraisers for every dealership that I have in my that I'm servicing to have input on that trade.
Great. Actually, that brings me back to an application that we did for ourselves, and because we actually wanted to advertise and put up something on our website. Okay, so when you people can come up on our website and check what we have created. So I have some designs ready. Are you up for a Zoom meeting? We can walk you through that design that we had created. It was an e-commerce marketplace application. Okay. It will have different dealers, different vendors, okay, and different brands in that application. You can see how it works, how the whole process, the homepage, login, logout, everything is already done.
Okay.
So I can walk you through, me with my HOD, we can walk you through that application. That's something actually already made, okay? And if this goes, if you like this idea that is already with us, this will save you time and cost. So do you have time around another 15, 20 minutes, and we can do this right now?
I'm actually here at work right this second. Let me just kind of walk through real quick and see what kind of progress they're making on stuff. I don't want to stop this in the middle of it. You know what I mean?
I'd rather
just do it all at once.
Yeah. No worries.
So give me 2 seconds. Let me just kind of check the pulse in here real quick.
You take your time. आप Zoom link create कर लो वैसे भी इसको अभी या बाद में भेजना तो पड़ेगा ही
we're good. I can do that.
You can do it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Great. Just give me 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
The senior resource, my HOD, the head of department, is creating a meeting for you.
Okay.
To help you walk through this design that we already have. Four vehicles, actually. This is not, we could have designed it. I believe it's a lucky day. You got a person you're talking to who have worked in the same industry. We have a ready prototype which we can walk you through. So I think that we are moving so quickly. It makes me so happy.
Oh, there you go. I'm good. That'd be awesome.
Okay. So, this is the thing that you've been doing all along your life. You told me you are in this business since 8 years. So it was a profession you took by choice, or this is a hobby you have within the cars?
I'm sorry, you broke up on me just a little bit there at the end. What was that last
thing? Okay, I was asking, this is a profession you take because you told me you were in finance. So you came to this business because of the profession, or you have a hobby with the cars, sports cars, and all these brands and all?
Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of got into the business out of just needing to do something new. So, but I do enjoy the business. I just think there's a lot of room for improvement right now.
Of course, there's a lot of room for improvement every time. I remember what you're saying right now. I once had a meeting with one of our directors from Japan, and he told me how the business is going. And I was very happy. We were hitting some good numbers. Every month, our company was about selling around 800 to 1,000 vehicles in Auckland. And he asked us, if you guys are happy with the numbers and with the money that you're making. And I was being the lead of the team, I said that, yeah, I'm pretty happy with how everything's going. And he told me that we actually switched up a few things, and this is why we are getting these results. But don't you worry. We will make some more changes. And I was like, why? Because, and then he told me this line, because there's always room for improvement.
Well, you're not wrong. Absolutely, there is. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so you are available on chat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here now.
I have sent you a Zoom invite link. If you can use this and join in.
Okay. Oh, I'm having to update Zoom. Give me 2 seconds.
Sure, no worries.
I don't have a camera on this one. You don't need to see me, right? You can just kind of show me and talk to me.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't need your camera. We will just go ahead and share our screens with you.
Okay.
Okay. Join in and just disconnect this call so we can just all connect on Zoom meeting. It's still updating?
Yeah, I'm almost. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, now it's installing. Right.
It's updated. Now it's installing.
That's right.
Thank you.
About 50% done. It's pretty, pretty close. Go.